You know, my guess is if you stopped and walked up there, you'd see a lot of rubbly limestone.
On one of my first production trips out onto the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve, I rode along with Rex Buchanan, interim director of the Kansas Geological Survey. He once spent 2 weeks here, walking throughout the preserve to chart all the springs.
There's a spring location and a real fossiliferous unit right exposed at the surface that had a bunch of sponge spicules, you know, sponges from the seafloor and sea urchin kind of spines that were fossilized.
Although access to the preserve is generally limited to hiking, a filming permit allowed us to drive to the far north end, where we set up for an interview along Palmer Creek.
This is where you can really get a sense of how different this end of the park is from, you know, 99% of it, or 95% of it maybe. You know, I think one of the real attractions to this place is to imagine what this was before Europeans came out here and rearranged the landscape. I think that maybe more than anything is what sucks people into this world and is so much of the attraction for it. You could come out here on a day like today and hike up here, and you could spend the entire day and you'd never see anybody else. Maybe that's not important, but I kind of think it is. Even when you're not doing it, to know that you could, to know that those places are there, and then to take advantage of them when you can, man, I'm not sure I can think of any place much more important than a place like this.
Pretty much the entire area of the preserve has a trail. And basically, they're the old ranch roads.
Heather Brown serves as chief of interpretation at the preserve. She strongly encourages visitors to get out into the prairie and spend some time there.
We're so focused on a hustle and bustle lifestyle. We have to get this done, we have this and this and this. But when they take an opportunity to go out in the prairie, you can just kind of see all of that melt away and just have some time to just walk in the grass. Yeah, there's spaces out there that you look at and you see nothing that's man-made. It's just you and the grass and the wildlife. It's beautiful.
This preserve represents a unique partnership between the federal government and a privately funded organization. As the director of the Kansas chapter of the Nature Conservancy, Rob Minas, explains.
We have an agreement with the National Park Service that basically recognizes that they own and operate the historic building site. We own the rest of the 11,000 acres around it. We operate it together as a partnership. When we make management decisions about fire, about grazing, our scientists on site are very involved in that, but we do it in partnership with the National Park Service. We bring a skill set in our ecological science and our range management expertise. They bring a skill set in their visitor services and in their historical preservation, and they have some good biological scientists as well. We make a pretty good team in managing this area, and it's worked out really well.
We came real close to not having these special places set aside, very close. But luckily, few people did see the value and the importance of that. And I just want to encourage people to come out and experience this park, but also other parks too.